We begin our tale in quaint Pellet Town, where our hero Ash Ketchum's nowhere to be found, which in turn would change a thing or two. Want to find out how much? I know that I do. Let's start with the day his journey began. No Pikachu befriended, nor bike stole in. This means Misty would continue on her quest to train the best water Pokemon. So she would travel alone through Kanto, until eventually even Mewtwo would know of her exploits, and so would invite her to New Island, for what may prove to be humanity's last stand. With her water Pokemon, Misty would brave the storm and come face to face with the perfect life form. She'd join Mew and the others in putting up a fight, but nothing they did could withstand Mewtwo's might. With the trainers now dead and their Pokemon caged, there would be little to halt Mewtwo's vengeance and rage. It seems this situation has really gone south, but all's not yet lost, thanks to Jesse James and Meowth. For in this timeline, they're not hunting Pikachu, so the boss would have something else for them to do. He would send the trio on a suicide mission, to try and force Mewtwo back into submission. But even these three would have enough sense to fear it, and so would hide in the sewers, going nowhere near it. This cowardice would keep them from Mewtwo's sight, long enough for these bungling fools to take flight. Hastily, the trio would warn Giovanni of the incoming Mewtwo and his fearsome clone army, and so he'd summon all of Team Rocket and throw them at Mewtwo in the hopes they could stop it. The grunts and the admins would obey their boss, but one by one Mewtwo would pick them off. Cassidy and Butch, Jesse and James, even poor Meowth would be brutally slain. Giovanni alone would be the only one spared to witness the end and drown in despair. Next, Mewtwo would challenge each of Kanto's gyms, and though each leader is mighty, none could stand against him. But Mewtwo's thirst for conquest would still not be met, and so the vengeful Pokemon would set off to see if the elite four might make worthy foes, so he'd turn his sights on the Indigo Plateau. Lorelei or Prima, call her what you will, would still be among the first to have her blood spilled. Next would be Bruno, so muscly and strong, but against Mewtwo he would not last long. Third up, Agatha, with Type on her side, would still pose no challenge and be cast aside. And finally, the Dragon Master Lance, for humanity's sake, let's hope he stands a chance. But lo, even a trio of Hat Dragonite cannot stand up against fierce Mewtwo's might. And so, with no more humans to test, Mewtwo's storm swallows Kanto, killing the rest. And so the world watches as Kanto's destroyed, but through this tragedy they are also buoyed, with champions, gym leaders, and Elite Four hunting down Mewtwo to settle the score. Each of these heroes wage a counterattack, but Mewtwo faces all and drives them all back. A few of the strongest manage to escape, but are forced to watch their homes suffer Kanto's fate. Johto and Galar, the Orange Islands, would be brought to ruin by Mewtwo's hand. It truly would seem as though all hope was lost, until Mewtwo turns his gaze onto Kalos. For slumbering deep in Terminus Cave is perhaps the only being who could save the world from becoming one big graveyard, the one and only Complete Zygarde. At once it would sense the villainous clone, and be aware of the death and disorder it's sown, and so would send out a call for a final showdown, for the fate of the region, near Geosenge Town. With a brooding scowl, Mewtwo would comply, saying Zygarde chose a strange place to die. But Zygarde would vow here it would end Mewtwo, in the name of order and peace, and all those it had slew. Mewtwo would scoff, expecting another bloodbath, but its tune would soon turn when hit with Land's wrath. For the first time, Mewtwo would be knocked to its knees, feeling rage and hate, but also strange energies. For deep underground this new power would flow, and though its source is unknown, our Mewtwo would know that it would give him the strength to overcome his quarry, and grant him complete and decisive victory. But while Mewtwo thinks Zygarde would not be slacking, launching 1,000 arrows, it would keep on attacking. The arrows hit home, piercing through Mewtwo's chest, but Mewtwo would snarl, "Was that really your best?" An aura would cloak it, looking like blue fire, and Mewtwo would say in a voice filled with ire, "You were almost a challenge, but now you shall die at the hands of my true strength, Mega Mewtwo Y." Mega Mewtwo Y would be smaller and lighter, but enhanced psychic strength makes it still quite a fighter. The smallest of grunts Mewtwo's power would swell and tear apart Zygarde, piece by piece, cell by cell. 50% 10, then just reduced to cores. Only two nubs of Zygarde would drop to the floor. "It's over, I've won," sneers the malicious clone. "You thought to protect them, but now you'll die alone." Alone? No, that comment wouldn't sit right. Though Zygarde would be battling, it is everyone's fight. And so Zygarde would see it needs everyone's power to overcome Mewtwo in their darkest hour. Through its scattered cells, Zygarde sends out a plea for all those who live to share their energy, and all who would hear it would stand together as one, united in hope, human and Pokemon. And from this goodwill, Zygarde's strength would replenish, and it would know what it must do to end this. Empowered, Zygarde would launch a mighty blast, a full-force attack it knows will be its last. A core enforcer, which Mewtwo cannot repel, would consume the villain, sending it straight to hell. Meanwhile, many miles away, the sundial turns to midnight, heralding Christmas Day. And thus ends our tale of a world without Ash, in which many died and great titans clashed. But please don't click away from this video. I have something to say before you go. Even though this time of year can be trying and fraught, I hope that in some way this tale has taught that we should not wait until Mewtwo's reign of terror to put aside division and all come together. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and may you all have a safe and festive new year, so that we may meet again when the journey continues.